It's a Wednesday afternoon. It's time for Scoot on the Air Money Trends with Metairie Bank on WFUL. And Paul Myers is the North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank. He joins us on WFUL. Paul, Merry Christmas. Good afternoon.
Merry Christmas, Scoot. How are you doing?
I'm good. All right. So, look, let's talk about the financial advice that you would give younger generations for their spending patterns. And younger people sometimes spend a lot. Sometimes the younger generation seem to be a little on the frugal side when it comes to certain things. But what concerns you about the spending patterns of younger Americans?
Well, first, because you have a very diverse listening audience, one of the things that I want to make sure isn't lost is the fact that when you look at, historically, if you look at how people manage money, so much of it is the outside influence that they have and that they experience with money and with finances. And we always talk about how, people that live through, your grandparents who lived through the Great Depression operate very differently than those who grew up, say, in the 80s. We've become a kind of a throwaway type economy as opposed to you fix things and things are made to last as an entirety. So it's a very different animal. As a matter of fact, I was reading a book, and I know I'm getting off subject, but I was reading a book talking about JFK. And this was actually a topic that when he was running for office, one of the issues was when they asked him how he felt he could relate to those who had dealt with the Great Depression, he said, well, look, he says, my family comes from great wealth. My only experience in understanding the Depression was when my father hired additional gardeners so that they would have money to be able to buy food for their family. So again, I only share that to say that everything happens differently. And in this generation, especially Gen Z, what you've got is you've got people who they grew up in a very different world. Money was very cheap. Things were easily accessible. And what you have now that maybe is really transformed it is the fear of missing out or the FOMO because of the proliferation of social media. So you've even got when the study was done, you've got people that are in this younger demographic that aren't afraid to go into debt to ensure that they get Taylor Swift tickets. I mean, I only bring that up because that was such a huge thing back during the summer and in the fall was the massive amounts of money spent to get tickets, but a lot more spent on experience and not as much on things. But when you look at the credit card debt of what's going on in the nation, we're over $1 trillion in credit card debt, which works out to like almost $6,000 per person at an average rate of 22%. So, these are things that are real numbers that I think you have to weigh the YOLO mentality of you only live once versus doing nothing but preparing for the future, right? Time is a great equalizer in many, many, many instances. Yeah. You have to weigh that.
And I think it would be important for younger generations to have a positive view of the future, because if they don't have a positive view of the future, then they're going to be really those. They're going to have that YOLO mentality, like you only live once. Let's just do it now. I mean, we can't predict the future. Let's go ahead and spend it.
Well, that's exactly right. And the other thing too, and I don't know about you, Scoot. I don't know how you grew up, but I can remember asking my grandfather and my grandmother asking about what something costs and this and that. And I'm sure there are plenty of listeners out there today that they've heard this 1,000 times of, well, we don't talk about money. Well, but if you don't talk about money with the younger generations, how do they learn? It's not taught in school. Financial literacy is not taught in school. We with the Louisiana Bankers and Metairie Bank and others, we are trying to do our best to build financial literacy programs within the communities in all socioeconomic classes. But that is not taught. So if you don't discuss money and money management and how to invest and how to be able to live, right? You live within your means, but you live and you have life experiences, but you're also learning that you pay yourself first. Are you investing? Are you taking advantage of the 401k or whatever the program that your employer has? Those are all things and components that work into understanding financial literacy and being able to enjoy your life while you're going through it, but also helping to set yourself up for down the road.
And Paul, I thought it was also interesting how you talked about Gen Z and the FOMO attitude, the fear of missing out, and social media. And I had not really made that connection before you mentioned that, but it definitely is a connection.
Oh, it's huge. And I read a statistic, and I'm trying to find it real quick here. But it says, according to a study that was done by Credit Karma, that over three quarters of Gen Z respondents admit to going into borrowing and debt strictly because of FOMO, of some type of an event or being present in what's going on. Which, if I can make a little joke here, it's they're afraid of missing out of whatever experience is going on. But half the time, when you look at restaurants or you look at venues and you look at other things, everybody's there, but they're staring at their phone screen.
No, it's true. And then, look, there's no doubt that Gen Z is more influenced maybe by social media than any other generation. The millennials and Gen X, certainly more than baby boomers. But, you know, I think even baby boomers are adapting to this fear of missing out mentality when it comes to social media.
I think so. I think, unfortunately, that's a little bit of human nature, right? I mean, we start to think, you know, I work hard. Why can't I do that? And a lot of times it's one, you can, but you got to stay the course. I think it's great as we're coming into the new year. It's always great to kind of take a look at the family budget, if you will. Where are, you know, have you looked and are you making sure that all the different subscriptions that you have, do you need all of them? Are you allocating money so that you can go on the vacation? Or, hey, look, I know I've got a teen driver that's going to be driving in the next 6 or 8 months. Do you have a plan to be able to, are you going to have to now share the car? But no matter what, you're going to have to add them on insurance. Or has your plan always been able to try and help them with purchasing their first car? Or all of these different things. These are all plans that you have to, you can't stick your head in the sand and just hope it works out. Right. You gotta be able to have that discipline to put things into perspective.
Paul, from what you've read, do you think Gen Z and millennials, I mean, I don't want to link those two together, but let's just say that the two youngest generations, do you think that they're more conspicuous consumers than boomers?
Oh, that's tough, because there's a lot of boomers that kind of grew up in the 80s when, you know, proliferation of credit cards and extension of credit and things like that. So that's a tough one. I will tell you that statistically, Gen Z is more comfortable with investing and taking part in the stock market and doing things. Now some of that has to do with they're investing in non-fungible tokens. They're investing in crypto and other things that, you know, the Warren Buffetts of the world would caution you against doing, but they do feel more comfortable in setting up those types of accounts. Now, what's funny is that same percentage statistically that says that they're comfortable doing it, they also tell you they really don't know how to properly explain to you what they're doing, but they're just comfortable putting the money in.
Yeah.
And maybe that's a form or function of, whereby they, you know, you heard you put it into compounding interest. If you just keep putting in and it keeps growing, you know, as opposed to the rich dad, poor dad methodology of you buy assets and you buy assets that, real tangible assets within, as opposed to stock, real estate, and other things that pay you through not only the appreciation, but also through hopefully the cash flow that they bring in each month.
Well, Paul, thank you for your time and the information and the inspiration to maybe invest, even though you might not have done that up to this point. Paul Myers is North Shore Market President for Metairie Bank, and I want to wish you and your family a very Merry Christmas.
Same to you, Scoot. And I hope you are you going to visit your daughter?
It would be my son and daughter-in-law and his family. No, I'm not. You know, they're busy. They're taking a little Christmas trip, so I'm not going to be there. I'll be here for Christmas, but I will find a way to make it happy.
Well, I tell you what, stay dry because it sounds like we might get a little rain on Christmas Day. So stay dry, enjoy yourself, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
All right.